is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. The number is 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. You get to control the content, if you like, or you just browse through it. But if you want, you can actually submit things that you find online to our website, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up of all of them will make it to the front page in the top of the site, at least until something else is voted to the top. So it's always constantly being updated as long as people are participating with it. So feel free. Go and check it out and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. So news of the day that is definitely worth talking about, and that is the continued failure of the organization known as the Post Office. We have talked over the years on this program, just kind of keeping an eye on them as they just slowly swirl down the drain of irrelevance. As email, of course, continues to be an incredibly popular method of communication, social networking tools obviously now hitting the mainstream. And the Post Office has no way of competing. You know, they essentially are the same operation that they were in 1972. They may have added a few new gizmos here and there, like they have their lame tracking system now, which is an insult to any real tracking system around the delivery industry. I'm sure you've seen this tracking thing where they give you some sort of a number, and the only information you can get is whether or not the package was delivered.
Yeah. I forget what I ordered something recently, like a month ago, and it was kind of important, and there was no other shipping options.
Oh, no.
And that just drove me nuts.
It makes me nervous when that happens. Because I've had things come from the post office that's just been torn open. They ended up being delivered, but the package was obviously mutilated it seemed like in a purposeful fashion. Like how it could get so messed up in any other way, I didn't really understand that. But earlier this year, we told you on this program, we reported the news about the post office just hemorrhaging cash, and they've been doing it for a long time. Billions of dollars in cash, like on a monthly basis, just losing cash, just throw it into a fire. Basically, that's what they were doing. And so they were unable to basically handle cutting their own business. They have to go to the Congress. So if they want to make major changes to the Postal Service, Congress has to approve it. Which, of course, means that, can you imagine that in your business? If running Free Talk Live, if I had to go to some bureaucratic agency to try to get approval to, modify my ad rates or to modify, add a new radio station or, something like that, it would be so slow and so plodding. But yet that's what they had to do. Now, I'm not sure if these are Congress's decision here. We'll find out in a moment. But there's big news about the Postal Service, finally, as far as their budget is concerned. They're not going to disappear, unfortunately. It sure would be nice if they would disappear, because then maybe the market could fill the gaps and we'd actually have mail service that was costing what it actually costs.
Yeah, Mark brought this up once, and it's funny because I never thought of this. And I think, it's just one of those things you grow up with and for so long you don't ever really consider how it operates. But it costs 32 cents or whatever it is now. It was 32 cents.
It's 44
when I was
now.
Whatever. I don't mail stuff. So through the post office, I don't. I guess who writes letters anymore?
I did when I was in jail.
Yeah, okay. But
and you tried to write me one in jail and you never got it.
I sent it twice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the post office took it.
Maybe either way.
So it costs 44 cents to mail a letter down the street. It costs 44 cents to mail a letter to Alaska. And I was like, that's just not what it costs. That doesn't make any sense.
Clearly it would cost more to send it to Alaska.
Right. So, and Mark brought this up and I was like, wow, I'd never considered that.
So if you still mail a check, this is from CBS News in Chicago, to pay your bills, it's going to take longer for them to get where they're going starting in January. CBS2's Susanna Song reported that the U.S. Postal Service on Monday morning announced major budget and service cuts. As a result of the $3 billion in cuts, first-class mail that used to take 1 day to deliver will now take 2 to 3 days. Stamps will also rise in cost by 1 cent to 45 cents starting next month. So those are two major changes. The cuts would force the closure of 250 of the nearly 500 mail processing centers around the country, as well as some 3,700 local post offices this coming spring. So to shut down, they're talking about shutting down half of their major processing centers, the 500 mail processing centers around the country. Several Chicago facilities will be affected. Operational changes that go through which facilities are going to be affected. However, the workers at those facilities won't lose their jobs.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, does it? What's the point of shutting down a facility if you can't actually fire the people that work there? It would be like Clear Channel closing down, you know, turning off radio stations, but still finding something for the staff to do around the building. Now, I get the idea of, as a manager, I don't like to tell people they have to go. Like, if they're a good worker, it's probably hard enough just firing anybody for being bad worker, just dealing with firing somebody.
Yes, it's very uncomfortable.
Right, you used to do management. So, I mean, that alone is hard enough, but when you've got somebody who's a good worker, and unfortunately circumstances are requiring you to get rid of that person, that's a difficult situation. I mean, it certainly helps to have, like, a severance package in a situation like that to kind of ease the pain of the firing. But to just close a store, as we've seen with all these, you know, corporate cuts, Starbucks closed a bunch of stores a couple of years ago, as you may recall, Borders Books shut down a number of their stores prior to actually closing the entire chain. It just doesn't wash, the idea of shutting down locations and leaving everyone employed.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of interesting. I work for a company, and it's doing very well financially, and it operates some retail grocery stores in the South, and they actually closed some of the stores, and they gave every employee, including the managers, the opportunity to go to a store of their choice.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. So I would say to that, you know, people who work at the post office, I think the reason they work there is because they feel like they have a job, basically. They like that job security with the benefits and
stuff.
Well,
right, it's a job for life.
Right, but are they actually paying attention to how the post office is really doing as a company, or did they just get a job at the post office and say, well, you know, this job I'm going to have for life. So.
Right. It's a government job, and it's no secret that once you've ingratiated yourself or passed whatever initial period, there's usually, like, with the police, for instance, there's an initial period where you can be fired, where basically you have to do what you're told for, like, a year or whatever, and then after that, they can't touch you. So it's that way. Tenure is what they might call it in the government school system, for instance. And I'm sure the post office is the same way. You know, once you're in, you're in for good. And their union is probably to blame here, because likely there's major negotiating issues with trying to fire any of these people.
My job is in payroll, so what I do is I actually deal with a lot of unions, and we have to do negotiations. And just to give you an example of how awful these people are, next year, Christmas falls on a day that we, like, have to be at work, basically. There's no way the office can shut down, because that's the day that the payroll is processed. Mm. And our boss is so terrified from doing it in the past, of negotiating with unions, that she will not do it. We are all working on Christmas.
You're working on Christmas because the unions...
Because the unions are so difficult to negotiate with.
They have to get their checks at a certain time.
Right, that our boss will not do it. She's done it in the past, and it's been so unpleasant. Which is actually kind of...
Would you get Christmas bonus for it or something? Like,
I don't know.
It's always nice.
I don't care about
it. I always like that about working.
I don't care about Christmas. I'll probably be the only one in the office that doesn't
care. Who's happy about coming in.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. Christmas is another day.
It's a great day to go to work. I mean, nobody's on the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easy to get where you're going.
But as you can imagine, all those people are, like, going to be
grumpy.
Not happy.
Be grumpy. Yeah. Oh, well. What can you do?
But the moral of the story was that the union people are so uncomfortable, like, they're just awful to try to negotiate with.
We are in a break. Board Op. You should pop those commercials up. At least I'm presuming our Board Op's connected. And he is connected. But they're not paying attention. Someone's not paying attention. I've got my feet up. So normally if you were listening to the internet feed right now, you should be hearing commercials. But you're not hearing those commercials. And I have no idea if the board operator is asleep at the wheel.
There,
thank you. As he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What did you tell me you had? Your kid and a wife?
Go to yeardleymovie.com. That's YEARDLEY movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yeardleymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yeardleymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER Labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Use this number. Brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, that's not a problem. We've got archives, so you can go and grab as many as you like. Right there over at freetalklive.com. In fact, they go all the way back to late 2006. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Bitcoins. Maybe you've heard us talk about them. Maybe you've heard a little bit of buzz outside of Free Talk Live about them because, well, they're definitely increasing in popularity, and for good reason. There's nothing like the Bitcoin in existence out there, at least not at the same level of popularity that the Bitcoin is. I guess I've heard that there are some other competing digital currencies out there now, but they certainly haven't made the same splash. And Bitcoin is the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. Peer-to-peer, that means that there's no central bank. That means that there's no central corporation, that there's no issuer of the Bitcoin that can be shut down or attacked by the government. The Bitcoin network is peer-to-peer, like BitTorrent is peer-to-peer, like, you know, Napster used to be peer-to-peer, like, you know, file-sharing services have been peer-to-peer, except we're sharing currency, essentially, or rather sharing information about the currency and where it is. And so you have these Bitcoin wallets, and you can keep money in there. You can have as many wallets as you want to, and it can be completely anonymous if you want it to. So the currency is just it's a really neat idea, and it's becoming more and more useful over time. You can use them anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. It's almost instantaneous in how it works, and it's brilliant. And I think over time, I know that Roger Ver from MemoryDealers.com is really excited about Bitcoin. In fact, he's so excited, he sent some physical Bitcoins here to the studio, and he instructed us to give some of them away. So, Julia, you were given some of the physical
I was given
Bitcoins.
A coin.
Yeah, I thought we'd give you more than one, but if not...
I think Luther took them. I have one.
Yeah, they are pretty snazzy, so you can go and get your own over at MemoryDealers.com. You can purchase physical Bitcoins. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts over at MemoryDealers.com. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, though, take a moment to go to WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Postal Service. Looks like they have finally come up with some kind of a plan to cut $3 billion in whatever. It is not clear what that $3 billion will be cut from, if that's like their yearly budget or what. Because the last, if I'm recalling correctly, the last I heard was they were hemorrhaging like $3 billion per quarter. So these people are seriously losing money, and cutting $3 billion, if this is off of 1 year, is not going to stop them from losing money. It's just going to maybe slow the flow of blood a little bit. So according to the news over at CBS Chicago, they are going to be slowing things down. They're going to close down 250 of the nearly 500 mail processing centers around the country, as well as some 3,700 local post offices this coming spring. However, they won't be firing anyone at any of those positions. So therefore, the bulk of the costs of those 250 operating centers and 3,700 local offices will still be in effect. I mean, in any business, the bulk of your cost is payroll. The bulk of your cost is the people that you have working for you. And I get it. It sucks to fire people. And I don't believe you can cut your way to success either. I think that's generally a bad way to run a business, is to say, well, let's just, you know, cut our costs to the bone and make our service crappy. And in the case of the Postal Service, well, I don't really give a damn if they cut themselves to the bone and die off, because they need to go away.
Maybe
it's
what they could do is they could have, like, some sort of reward program that was based on innovation. Like, they could say, all right, guys, like, the post office is, we're not doing well. So if you guys come up with ideas on how we can start making money, and then you get to keep your jobs.
Well, you know, that would be something that a company that was actually innovative and interested in hearing those sorts of ideas would do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, again, I don't know what level of autonomy the post office has over running its operation. So even if they were to do something like that, they might have to take those ideas all the way up the chain to Congress and then have Congress decide on whether or not they were good ideas. So they wouldn't likely just be able to implement them. So there would be an incredibly bureaucratic process behind actually doing
that. They should start with redecorating.
You mean, like, not making it so ugly inside?
I hate the post office. It's like the most drab, awful place on earth.
Isn't it, though?
And then the people go along right with it. They need to have a party planning
people?
Committee. Yeah, we have a party planning committee at my work. They
you
need
don't
to
think
have
they
one
do
of
that? You don't think they have fun office things at the post office?
I don't know.
You'd think that they do plenty of...
I feel like they do relaxing, but I don't know.
They're probably drinking on the job. Wouldn't you, if you work for the post office?
They look like they're drinking on the job.
So, and you know, some post offices are better than others, but most people do not have, that I know at least, don't have very positive experiences going there. And if you're there at the wrong time, the lines are atrocious, and everyone knows this.
Like, it's so funny. It's one of those jobs where I mean, does anyone actually say, like, I want to be a postal worker when I grow up?
Good question. I think some people end up saying it because they realize
right,
that they can get a job that they don't.
When you're older, you're like, well, if I take this job at the post office, at least I'll have benefits and a security. You know, it's not like, it's not a dream job. It's not something people aspire to be.
At the post office at Dearborn Street in Chicago Monday morning, many people were lined up dropping off letters and boxes, but that doesn't reflect the overall situation at the post office, which is facing bankruptcy and needs to cut its budget dramatically. Their service cuts will mean slowing down the delivery schedule and thus check payments, as well as Netflix DVDs and other time-sensitive mail will arrive a day or two later than usual with the change.
Which is already a day or two later than usual from UPS and FedEx's standards.
No doubt about it. Although Netflix, they have, certainly they've got it together, right, with their business. I mean, they've set it up, they've structured it in a way where they have different distribution centers around the country. So, like, here in Keene, New Hampshire, whenever I get something, it's usually coming from Manchester, although I think it sometimes comes from somewhere in Vermont as well. So they always try to send you a DVD from whatever their closest distribution center is. So that's definitely helping.
If you still pay your bills with checks, I would just, like, in the mail, I would just say, why? That's so dangerous.
I don't remember the last. No, I still do it.
Really?
I still do it.
That's how, like, identity theft happens.
Well,
people
that's
go through
true.
Your mail.
Yeah. Well, if you put it out right before the mailman comes,
yeah,
then it's no big deal.
I'm not saying that that's like, I think that the threat, that's sort of over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
But I did work at a bank, and I saw some very sad things. So it
like
actually,
people losing their account
yeah, like,
information.
Right.
Sort of thing.
I mean, simple things like statements and checks, people taking them out of the mail and stealing their account numbers.
Well, the real
and,
problem is when it's the mailman that's doing it.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, they're not making enough money at the Postal Service, and they know that there's no way that they'll be held accountable. Like, if mail just disappears, you can't know which post office workers were handling it.
You stopped watching the show Weeds. Well,
yes, I did, on your recommendation.
It's awful. It's awful. But I have to bring this up because we're talking about the post office stealing things. The story towards the end is so ludicrous, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you think she's just making it up day by day.
The end? Is it over now?
Well, it hasn't been renewed, so they don't know. Okay. So she left it. They left it up. Anyway.
Weeds is the show. You can tell us in a
okay.
moment. But Weeds is the show about the mom who sells weed.
The moron mom.
Yeah, she's not so bright. But she sells weed to support her family, and it was great the first two seasons. After that, it kind of jumped
the shark. It just got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, so more coming up here. 855-453. What are they on? They finished season
seven.
Six, so they're on seven?
No, they finished seven.
All right, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. Speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We bring up whatever you want and dial in toll free. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. We've got the bulletin board system, and it's kind of different than it ever was in the past. About a couple months ago, we made some pretty big changes and some very needed changes. Julia, you've been on the BBS for a long time.
Yes.
And it just had been in a constant state of decline for a period of 2 or 3 years. Because it was kind of a failed experiment. It was initially intended to be a virtually unmoderated forum. And, well, it turns out that when you combine virtually unmoderated with anonymity of the Internet, you get a troll zone. And you get all kinds of unwanted stuff, basically. And so it was basically driving people away from the BBS. And so we've tried to implement a few changes that should hopefully make it a friendlier place to be, at least. You'll have more control over your posts, for instance. This is one of the big changes, is when you post a new message on the Free Talk Live BBS, if you're starting a new thread, you have total control over your thread. So if somebody comes into your thread and tries to, you know, take it off topic or post something unacceptable or whatever, you can just delete that post. You can completely moderate every thread on the forum. So that's a pretty big change. Plus, there are more moderators now than before, and they have more leeway to enforce the BBS rules. So you can go, and if you haven't been in a while, maybe stop by again and check it out.
I wonder if I'm still a moderator.
I think you are. BBS.freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. And it is the holiday season. That might mean you're looking for original gifts to get somebody, something besides, you know, the usual stuff. There's something that's pretty unique over at wisefoodstorage.com, and that is peace of mind. You know, you're dealing with always the chance that something unexpected could happen right around the corner, whether it's a natural disaster or something else that could throw life into disarray. If that happens, it's a good idea to have some food in the house, and wisefoodstorage.com can help you with that. They've got delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches. They carry a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. And it's easy. I've tried this the food out. I've tried a couple different things thus far, and I'm going to try more. But I've liked everything that I've had so far, and it is really simple. And the stuff sits on a shelf for 25 years. It tastes pretty good, all things considered. You can actually get yourself your own sample. In fact, I made some for Luther, some of the vegetable rotini the other night, and he just gobbled that stuff up. Like, he ate more of it than I'd intended to eat more, but he'd eaten the entire bowl of it before I could get back and go back for seconds.
Sounds like Luther.
Yes, it was really good, and you can test it for yourself by getting the free entree sample. Call them at 855-FOODWISE and or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's 855-FOODWISE and wisefoodstorage.com to get your free entree sample. Then figure out whether you like it or not. I think you'll like it. And if you do, then you can order as much as you want. There's different size packages depending on the size of your family and how many months' worth of food you want to store. You can use our code, promo code FTL. You'll get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order for a limited time. Again, promo code FTL at wisefoodstorage.com. 855-FOODWISE. Now, we've been talking about the Postal Service, and you were going to give us an amusing anecdote of some sort from a fictional television program, but maybe it's based on realities, people's real experiences in the post office.
You were talking about people, the post office workers, stealing stuff.
Right.
So,
like checks and things like that.
This show Weeds, which just got totally ridiculous and only amusing for how bad it was.
Mm.
There was an old teacher who Nancy, it was revealed that Nancy, as a 16-year-old hoe, basically, she had a love affair or whatever with one of her teachers. And so she needs money and help, so she goes to this teacher. Yeah, and he's old.
Don't go to a teacher.
And he's old, and he loves her, right? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so in one scene,
does she
he
jump
tells...
his bones?
Not as an old person.
Okay.
But she did as a young person. I don't know exactly. I don't remember, but I only saw it once. But
she's notoriously hoary in the show.
So. Yes. Yes, anyway. She is. So, as it turns out, she was with the teacher, and he has been in love with her all these years and is just waiting for her to come back. And so Shane, who's the son, one day is alone with this creepy old dude, and the old dude says, "Hey, I want to show you something." And he brings him into a spare room, and as it turns out, this man has been a postal worker for like 20 years, and in this room is just stuff that he has stolen from the post office, and it's just a room filled with letters and boxes, and like they just start ripping them open, and there's money, you know what I mean? And it was very entertaining.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. $3 billion in cuts is what they're making. It's going to take place. These cuts are going to take place in January. Expect cost of stamps to raise to 45 cents. So they're going up another cent. And on top of that, they're shutting down 250 of their mail processing centers and 3,700 local post offices this coming spring. So 2012 is going to be a major year for cutbacks. It means slowing the delivery schedule down. Things that normally took a day will take 2 to 3 days now. So instead of cutting their business in a way that makes them more efficient,
yeah,
they've cut their business in a way that makes them even crappier than ever before.
Well, I was just going to say, like, the reason why it's better to use a service like UPS or FedEx when you're talking about packages, because that's all they allow, right?
Mm-hmm. Because of the law preventing them from doing first-class mail.
Right. You know, I always choose UPS or FedEx because, A, it's faster, and B, there's more of a guarantee. Like, you can track your package,
you know
actually
where it
track
is
it.
At all times.
You know where it is. If you can't find it, there is more recourse, you know what I mean?
It's easy to get the insurance claim.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just funny that the post office is in trouble because they can't compete.
Right.
And they're making themselves, like, less competitive.
That's right.
Like, they're going backwards instead of forwards. It doesn't make any sense. So how is that going to help their business at all?
It's not. It's not.
Which is just proof that they are absolutely not a private business, which a lot of people will make
that claim.
They
love to claim that they are, yeah.
But they are not, because first of all, if they were, they would never be able to be this in the hole, $3 billion every year.
Oh, God, they would have gone out of business years ago.
They would have gone out of business years ago.
If they were a private business, they would have, I don't even know when it would have been, because their history has just been awful. But certainly since email, they would have gone out of business for sure. And they would have had to sold off their business to, you know, the highest bidder, which who knows what this old-ass, crappy postal system equipment is worth. I mean, how much money they can get out of it, I'm not sure. And who would want to buy it from them, I don't know.
Do you get to keep the employees?
What, if you buy the postal
workers?
That would be one reason for me not to, to place a bid. But, so, they're cutting things back, and it says here that such a cut hasn't happened since 1971. Kyler Cumner, a business owner, a small business owner, who's a regular at their post office, one of the post offices in Chicago, says that she mails a number of different packages to different countries on a really regular basis. She owns, a shop that specializes in handmade clothing and jewelry and such. She ships many of her products through first-class mail, but with the changes coming to mail delivery next year, she says she's a little worried because that the price effect will definitely affect the amount of money that I have to charge for the packages. So I wonder if... It says here they're doing a cent on first-class mail stamps. They're going from 44 cents to 45 cents. But usually when the post office raises prices on first-class, they're also raising prices in other areas. So just because this article doesn't necessarily reveal that doesn't mean that the priority mail service won't be going up in cost and that media mail and that all the other different service levels that they have won't be raising as well. So I would expect you'll probably see price increases across the board. And, you know, it's good news when that happens. I know, it seems like bad news, but the more the post office raises their prices, the less competitive they are, because we know that they're able to subsidize the prices to some extent by Congress filtering in billions of dollars into their, you know, into their business, and so therefore they can always have a lower price than UPS or FedEx. But as you mentioned, with UPS or FedEx, you get accountability. As far as where the package is located, you get insurance on the package. That's not like a total joke. You get, you know, real tracking. You get customer service that's actually interested in helping you and retaining your business for the future. So, people are going to have bad experiences with UPS and FedEx. But it pales in comparison to the Postal Service. And these people want to keep your business. So the more Postal Service raises their prices, the more people are going to say, you know, it's worth it to pay the extra $2 or $3 to have the trackable shipping and to have the insurance and the customer service and the guaranteed delivery. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing. technology for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we can take your calls. We can take your interactions online. There's a chat room there. You can head on over to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Chat room's built into the same page as the webcam. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We will take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Visa, MasterCard, PayPal to get signed up. And it's a big help for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, whether it's for you or for a holiday gift, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. I've got a set of knives, actually, from ManVentureOutpost.com, and they're great. In fact, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, we can't even tell you about them on the air. You can get an additional 5% off if you use coupon code FTL. That's FTL for the coupon code over at ManVentureOutpost.com. More about the Postal Service continued failure in a moment. But let's talk to Chris, because you can bring up absolutely anything you want. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia in California. Hey, Chris. Chris? Chris in California?
Hello,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering about, your guys' project, the Porcupine Project, I think it's called.
You're thinking of probably the Free State Project.
The Free
Porcupine,
State Project. Okay.
The Porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project.
I see. Assuming, that it's going to continue to grow, and I very hope that it does, I was kind of wondering what your guys' thoughts were as far as employment and cooperation. I kind of have a hard time, accepting, the wage slavery type of deal that currently exists, mm-hmm. where the employer says you must, and all people who apply for a job must make or earn starting off $5 or $6 an hour. And I was wondering, if you guys, believe in the concept of, people having ownership over their own production. And
well, I think you own. I think you totally own yourself.
Wage.
I mean, you are your own business. And so you own yourself, and so you can sell your services at whatever rate is acceptable to you. And if no job is paying you what you feel like you're worth, then that's a signal that it's time for you to, you know, strike out on your own. I think ultimately jobs suck.
Right.
I don't miss having a job. I haven't had a job in since 2004, and that's great.
Oh, that's
it's been
awesome.
Great for me. But what I've been doing is I've been able to find a niche where I can provide something to the marketplace that is,
right,
you know, unique and that that people are willing to pay for at some level.
Right.
And one of the nice things about jobs is when somebody perhaps doesn't have that sort of vision, they don't know exactly where their talents lie or what they really want to do, then it gives somebody something to plug into and maybe learn some skills.
Right.
So for instance, if I hadn't worked for Clear Channel for 6 years, I don't think I would have the same level of radio experience that I currently
right.
do today. So there's some level of value, I think, in taking the corporate job, simply
right.
because in some cases you can get paid fairly decent and you can learn a skill and then maybe strike out on your own at some point. But, Julia, how do you feel about the job world?
Well, I think there's sort of this misconception that business owners are, like, evil. You know what I mean? And they just want to exploit their employees, for example, and they don't seem to realize that there's quite a bit of competition between employers to get the best employees,
mm-hmm.
at least businesses who want to run well.
Yeah, well, if you're a good employee, if you're crappy, then, you know, it doesn't really matter, right?
Then no one will want to work for you, and the constant turnover will not be good for your product.
Well, similarly, if you're a crappy employer, no one will want to work for you, and if you're a crappy employee, then you're not going to really have people jumping over themselves to get to you.
Right, right. So
well,
I absolutely...
Kind of the issue that I had, like, if I could just get, like, a quick sec. If
sure.
I was to go over there and start a business, let's say making furniture, and I decided to hire a bunch of Latinos and pay them $3 an hour... Would the unspoken social contract and spirit of liberty that, you know, exists in that area frown upon that and resist that type of thing? You know,
well, first
I mean,
of all, this is New Hampshire.
For me, their basic right to negotiate.
Yeah, well, obviously, I support your right to hire anybody at whatever rate that they're willing to work at. I mean,
I would say that you're going to get the same that you would anywhere. There are some people that would be all for it, and there's some people that would hate it.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as public support was concerned.
Right, there's no way that you can pigeonhole any given area into thinking a certain way. I mean, people are individuals. I mean, I think that within the liberty movement, most people would be supportive of individuals' right to contract. You know, although I might, you know, somebody else might hire away your workforce for another 50 cents, and then you wouldn't have them anymore. But you never know. And first of all,
should a society like that, like, promote like a quasi-feudal system, even though it's done in, you know, without the state involvement? I mean, because right now, as it currently stands, I mean, companies, whether they're corporations or not, have the right by law to set a wage. And if you go to a job, you have no legal right other than what you actually say as a free person. But to the, you know, to the person here in California who starts a job or anywhere else, even New Hampshire, you know, if I say minimum wage, it's minimum wage. You don't like it, get out. People are forced to do it. I mean,
well, no, you're never forced to do that.
Like yours,
you're,
everybody's
no,
like,
I'm sorry,
you know,
I can't agree with that, Chris. You're never forced to take a job at all. So you're not forced to work minimum wage.
Well,
people
are forced to work minimum wage because it's the law of the land.
Okay, how many people do you know that work for minimum wage?
I think he's saying at least minimum wage.
I don't work for minimum wage. I'm self-contracted, you know. And so
right.
I get that, all right. But at the same time, and I was able to negotiate my wage, all right. But,
okay.
You know, for somebody who comes out of school, right, high school, goes through the system,
mm-hmm.
they got to go and work, all right. Sure, they could go out and start their own job, but the state is takes a lot of actions to kind of keep people from doing that. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the system pretty much wants people to be little, you know, honeybees and be humble.
That's true. They do. Are you saying that you feel like that the wages should be able to be set lower than minimum wage, and that's a frustration for you?
I'm saying that when you have a group of workers who have an inherent right to, you know, to negotiate their wage, you know, a corporation or even an independent business cannot sit there and say, you have to, you know, I have a protected right to pay you $3 an hour. You know, what
okay,
happens
I'm confused. Do you understand
that?
Him, Julia? Because I'm confused.
I thought I did, but I'm confused because there's minimum wage is like $7.58 now in most states. I think federally it's $7.50.
Yeah, it's pretty high. So
okay.
Can you run that by me one more time, maybe in different words?
Okay. So there's two problems with our nation in general. Okay, we got, you know, a feudalist system that's supported by the state, right? It's very much kind of like a dictatorship. But that type of system, top-down organization, right, exists in both government and right now in private commerce. Okay, and that top-down president, CEO, all, you know.
Well, some companies are organized that way. A number of them are, but not all. But some are, you know, employee-owned, and some are horizontally structured. But anyway, so, yes, the hierarchical structure is fairly common in this society.
Right,
okay.
So would Keene, or, you know, your guys' Free State Project, I mean, would it support that type of system? I mean, I don't see what the...
Would it support the type of hierarchical system? I'm confused. Are you asking me whether or not everyone in New Hampshire thinks the same way?
I'm asking if you guys in the state project would essentially... Because the worry that I have about those types of things is that you would end up, you know, getting rid of this, you know, the state, you know, powers, and that people who make a lot of money would continue to perpetuate a top-down feudal system, but only private. I mean, Brave New World is pretty much like that. I mean, you could get... It has to...
All right, so I think here's the key. Here's the piece of the puzzle you're missing. So you're afraid that in the absence of government, let me see if I'm understanding you.
Right.
You're afraid that in the absence of the monopoly on violence known as the state, that people in business will be all the ever more in control of things, in control and, you know, in power and wielding it over others.
Well, pretty much. I mean,
here's
your paycheck. I mean,
here's what you're missing. Okay, so here's what you're missing. Without the violent monopoly around, anybody can start their own business in whatever way they want to, and they don't have to beg anyone's permission. Right now, you've got the government that prevents people from starting businesses.
Right.
So if you wanted to start up what you had said, make your furniture and hire people at $3 an hour, you'd be prevented at the threat of violence by doing that. And so, therefore, each individual who might have a vision for a business, a lot of them have looked into it. You know, a lot of people who maybe don't have a lot of money to start a business might be able to start a business out of their home, for instance. But in a lot of areas, it's completely illegal to work from your home. So
They're
totally prevented. Many poor people are prevented from striking out on their own and basically stuck in this crappy hierarchical job system that you're very concerned with.
Right.
So in the absence of government regulations and licensing laws, then those people would be able to start their own businesses and be able to break away from the corporate world. And I hope that helps, Chris. Thanks for
the call
tonight. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade.
Ooh.
Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.